Exactly. Well, certainly electrical is a big part of our homes, and occasionally there's a few problems with it. Let's go to Virginia right now. Alan is on the phone with us and has a little issue that he's dealing with.
Hi, Danny and Joe. Thanks for taking my question. And probably more important is thanks for putting those past episodes of Today's Homeowner on Prime.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a binge watcher as much as possible.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's great.
Beautiful. Well, get ready. We're shipping a whole new season to the guys there. It'll be up in a few weeks. You'll be able to see a whole nother batch of shows. And we appreciate you mentioning that because there's a lot of people watching Today's Homeowner television show on Amazon Prime right now. So appreciate
it. And Joe, thanks for putting simple solutions around 6 minutes into the episode. I can always fast forward to it.
that was Danny's intention.
Yeah,
fast forward
go.
Right past Danny to get to me.
Well,
thank you,
Danny.
Alan. I appreciate it. If you ever want to binge watch Simple Solutions, you can watch just the Simple Solutions at thetodayshomeowner.com. But thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
You betcha. Well, guys, I've got a little challenge. I got a 15-year-old house. And all of a sudden, about 9 months ago, I've got one circuit that is blowing the circuit. Right. The circuit supports one foyer light and three gang sockets, along with two sockets on the outside. It started blowing, and now it's an immediate blow. I basically reset it. It immediately shorts out. And I'm thinking that, you know, my guess is that one of the sockets is shorted, so instead of me going out and, you know, process of elimination, taking one socket out, see if the short goes away, you know, do you have any advice? One of the sockets on the outside has a GFI, and I'm wondering if that's the culprit, that maybe that's shorted out the circuit.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, you're certainly thinking along the logical lines there, and it is a trial and error type of process. But I'll tell you, you know, breakers do go bad, and that's the simplest thing to do if you're comfortable with working around the high voltage scenario there. But to remove that one breaker, take it out and replace it. I would suggest you take it with you to the home center because there's, you know, several different type of mountings on those. Get the exact same ampage as well as the mounting, and just try that and put it in there. If it throws then you know it's further down the line, and certainly the GFCIs are always prone to failure. They'll generally trip the reset button on the GFCI, but sometimes it will go on through the circuitry and get to the breaker. But Joe, don't you think just if you try the breaker first,
right,
and then maybe change out the GFCI because they are notorious?
Yep.
I think that's the two most likely things it might be dealing with, unless there's some damage along the circuit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always hesitant to give Alan electrical device over the phone because there's so many different, first of all, there's a lot of things that can go wrong, and there's so many different ways circuits are wired. It's always hard to give you, you know, exact advice other than call an electrician. And I would definitely call an electrician before I did any work on the main breaker itself. And if you're going to upgrade to a arc fault interrupter breaker, because, you know, typically the reason it would trip, especially when you try resetting it and it trips immediately, is either you're overloading the circuit, which it doesn't sound like is happening, or if there's a short circuit when the hot wire, the black wire, touches the white wire, the neutral, or if there's a wiring problem inside the appliance itself, you know, which again, that doesn't sound like it's the problem here. But yeah, I think it might be the ground fault, which is with that outdoor outlet. Those are, you know, as Danny mentioned, those are often troublemaking because they're exposed. They have their own little, as you know, you can reset them at the outlet itself. But if it keeps tripping, then I'm not sure what else it could be other than the breaker. But again, I would highly caution anyone fooling with the breaker itself. I think that's a job for the electrician.
I appreciate that. I was just thinking that I would just take the one GFI out, take it, you know, basically unwire it,
right,
reset it, and see if it stays. Then that is the culprit. If it's not, then I'll just rehook that one up and then go replace the breaker.
Right, or replace that GFCI, get a new one, and hook it up and see if that solves the problem as well.
Okay.
Well, good, Alan. We certainly appreciate you watching us on Amazon Prime. If we can help you any other way, let us know, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Danny. Thanks, Joe. Thanks for all you do.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that a lot. And, you know, that is true, though, Joe, with, you know, electricians are really not that expensive. You get into a situation like that, they have some tricks that can really make it go a lot quicker. Actually, Joe, they can short-circuit the process. Get it?
Oh, wait. Let me write that down.
Wow.